Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
So, if you're not at work today or you're working from home, you may be wondering, what day is it?
It's hump day.
Hey, how'd you find us?
You were looking for a better channel on the radio.
There's nothing better.
Wait, there's more.
More?
Yes, more.
Yes, you are correct.
Doon, 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 doon. Doon, 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 wild thing. Doon, 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 doon.
I can hardly wait.
I can hardly wait.
Let's begin.
It's showtime.
Oh, boy. Just when you thought 2020 couldn't get any crappier.
Let's just keep slapping. Slap. Do it again.
Sad news yesterday afternoon, passing of Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
As a result of that battle with cancer that he fought for, what, over 10 years?
Yeah. Gosh, that last year, though, sounds like it was just not good.
So we will, of course, talk about Eddie, have some audio, play some music, and basically, you know, that's one of those bands I never saw. My wife Jody, big Van Halen fan.
Yeah.
Saw both incarnations.
Same here.
She saw them with David Lee Roth, with Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
And just loved Van Halen.
I mean, I think it was so cool being able to see him with David Lee Roth. Do I love him today? No, not really. But at the time, I mean, that was Van Halen.
Yeah.
That was Van Halen. And it was the loudest, still to this day, I think it was the loudest concert I have ever been to.
All right.
Right, up front, man. And then, yes, with Sammy Hagar.
And we'll open the phone lines if you want to share some of your memories of Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen, of course, specifically. We'll do that at 702-739-9636. 6:10 Wednesday morning. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1978.
Yep.
And weather-wise, sunshine again. Going to be nice today and right through the weekend. High in the mid to upper 90s today, low 90s tomorrow, 66 now. And our first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, yes, we will talk more about it. Eddie Van Halen, of course, 65 years old. His son Wolfgang was with him, along with his wife, Janie, and his ex-wife, Valerie Bertinelli, his brother, Alex, as well. I was really glad to hear that everybody was there, and I know that he and Valerie, actually, I know they had some problems, and then they remained really, really close over the years. He said the band never took no for an answer. That was their biggest success. He says in the early days, records companies, they didn't want to have anything to do with them. Fine. We'd throw our own concerts. He said we did whatever it took to get noticed. Gene Simmons was played a big role, by the way, in their early days in getting them noticed. If you'd like to read, I did post a lot of the tributes that other artists have made, some of the things that they said on our website. There's a whole ton of them. And it's amazing, you know, who came out and who said what. But, you know, the usuals, of course, Sammy Hagar, Gary Cherone, those are all on there. A lot of people, Queen guitarist Brian May.
Yeah.
A lot of people very, very heartbroken over this. And other people who are really amazing guitarists, you know. Nikki Sixx said something. It was interesting. He said, "You changed our world. You were the Mozart of rock guitar." And that is like the ultimate compliment. That's really a good analogy.
If you got to put it in some perspective.
Yes, because Mozart was known as quite a rebel in his day with the music that he made. He was quite the rebel. Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello said, "One of the greatest, most inventive, truly visionary musicians of all time. An unparalleled titan in the annals of rock and roll. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for every spectacular note." I will leave it at that. We will talk a lot more about Eddie Van Halen. There's nothing else to talk about in this particular take right here. So we will move on. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Talking about the passing of Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
At the age of only 65.
Yeah.
But we all know he had battled cancer for 10 plus years. And then that last year just, I mean, went down quick.
Yeah, I know. Really
went down
sad.
Quick. So if you have a memory you want to share with us, feel free text or call. We'd love to hear from you. You were talking off air about this photographer, rock and roll photographer that we had on quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Lynn Goldsmith.
Uh-huh.
And I still have her book in
it's a great book, man.
If you don't, it's a huge book.
Yeah, it's a coffee table book. Pictures. Iconic photos that she took.
And here's one I...
And still
And
does.
I opened it up right to it. Eddie Van Halen and David Lee Roth with their roller skates on.
Yes, yeah.
Jumping in the air. And she said, I love when they wore their roller skates because then they were just boys having a good time.
Yeah.
And there's David Lee Roth skating by the limo. But I don't know what evidently somebody took a marker to Eddie Van Halen's face.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Over there, so,
that's so cool.
A lot of tributes on social media about Eddie Van Halen. Ryan's on the phone. Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, the Van Halen memories. I was just moving into a dorm for the first time. I was a freshman, grew up in the country, very shy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was cranking Jump by Van Halen so loud with their hi-fi stereo system, it changed my life forever.
Yes.
I was just like, how could that possibly be so cool, you know?
On the hi-fi stereo system.
I know, on a hi-fi,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, funny, though. Yeah, big subwoofer, whatever.
Yes.
It was just incredible just hearing that song.
Yeah.
Right.
Every time it comes on, I always bring it up to somebody, and they're like, yeah, we know.
Yeah. Okay.
1984.
Yeah, but it's my memory, man.
Thanks a lot for
That's
the call.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Love your show. Yep.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, everybody has those memories that they always tell. And the circle of friends. Yes, we've heard this before.
Right.
It's a great story. There's a song that Eddie played on with somebody else. Actually did it for free. I didn't know this. He did it for free. It only took him 20 minutes. That song is coming up next. Michael Jackson's Beat It, Eddie Van Halen on guitar. And I didn't know this. He said he did it for free, and it took him about 20 minutes.
Yeah. How about that?
Who was it? David Lee Roth said, don't do it. It's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he wasn't a big fan of that.
Eddie, I don't care. It's Michael Jackson. Are you kidding me? I'm doing it.
Yep.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Off the air, on the air, just talking about the passing of Eddie Van Halen at the age of 65. Happened yesterday morning. And if you want to share some memories, 702-739-9636. Text or call, either way, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm amazed at some of the people out there who knew him, who met him, you know, things like that. I mean, they certainly came through here a lot. When I saw him, nobody came to Vegas. I saw him in Reno. People are like, you saw him in Reno? Yeah.
Man.
Of course. Yes, nobody came here. Old farts played here.
That's one band that was on that list?
Yes, and I was thinking about that last night. We've talked about that before on the air. If there is one of those bands, even if they may not be, they're not at their peak, but if you still have a chance to see them, go see them.
Right.
People who say, I never saw them. The Rolling Stones, go see them.
You know, I'll be honest. I'm a fan, but not a huge fan of the Stones. I'm just not.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry.
Right.
I think they're a great band.
Yeah.
Just, you know, growing up in the 60s and stuff, it was either Beatles or Stones. I was a Beatles guy.
Which, it's so funny, because you ask people now, they're like, why would you even compare the two?
I understand that now, as I'm older. But, Jody, my wife Jody, huge Van Halen fan, and she has seen him multiple times. And that's one of those bands now that I can, sadly, I have to cross off that I'm never going to be able to see.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I remember, too, man. We shelled out, and as I recall, it was $11 to see that show.
All right, more on that here in a couple of minutes. Sunshine cloudy tonight, sunshine tomorrow. High in the low to mid-90s today and tomorrow. 66 now. Again, our number is 702-739-9636. Text or call if you want to share a memory. We'd love to hear from you. All right, a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Morty, is Squish happy to see you when you come home?
No.
No? Oh! man.
Doesn't care.
Oh, there have been studies done, and they say your dog absolutely loves you. Your dog is so happy to see you when you come home, when you are anywhere. Your dog's so happy to see you. However, they get more excited when they see another dog's face than when they see yours. So only another dog tops you.
Well, maybe
owner,
if you brought another dog home every once in a while.
Oh, I've done that too.
Oh, okay.
That is nothing.
He's like, what is this? What did I get?
He every time he hears the door open, no matter if it's a dog, another animal, or me, or another person, he hides.
Yeah.
And then he sticks his head out to see if the person's or whatever is going to attack him.
Great.
And he goes, okay, I'm okay now.
Great watchdog. Yeah.
Yes. Big badass bulldog.
Oh, I love it. That is too funny. Listen to this Kraft mac and cheese. This is so awesome. So they just launched a new Twitter contest. It's called Send Nudes. N-O-O-D-S.
Oh.
So if you, I love this. If you tweet them, hashtag send nudes, you can win a chance to send a free box of mac and cheese to a friend. But do it pretty quick because they're doing about 7,000 boxes. And we all know how people love sending nudes. So do it. Morty, just hashtag it. I love it. And one out of four people now say, single people, now say they, they had sex with their roommate during quarantine. You know, what else are you going to do? We're not going anywhere. 16% of single people say they also were just fine with themselves during the pandemic. So they got to know themselves very, very well.
No harm, no foul.
Not at all. So interesting. Might be something to delve into at some point on some of you out there who fall into, the first category with your roommate. You know what? It is Wednesday indeed. A few things that you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
As a lot of people are, we're just talking about the passing of Eddie Van Halen, what he meant to rock and roll, guitar players, and to fans worldwide.
Yeah.
You had seen him up in Reno. And when they were probably at their height of success.
It was 1980, yeah.
So you go with the girls.
Go with the girls. We all saved money. $11 it was a piece for those tickets.
$11 for a ticket.
Yeah.
Right up front.
Yes. Yeah, we all had our part-time jobs. You know, my photomat job.
Yeah.
Paid for the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Kathy and Val and Bobby and my boyfriend John.
Okay.
Eric. We all went.
So they're rocking, you're dancing, you're having a great time, and then you leave the arena.
Yeah. That was a Friday night. I remember this so well. Seriously, we went back to school even on Monday. We left that night, and we were all just like, what? I can't hear a thing. Yes, they were amazing. We couldn't hear
a thing.
Totally worth it. There was fire. I mean, real fire.
Right.
It was amazing. And, I mean, I had never, you know, I was 18 years old. I'd never seen anything like that.
You were rocking.
I was,
Couldn't hear, but you were rocking.
Oh, it was amazing.
Last hour, we talked about how he had performed on the Michael Jackson song, Beat It.
Yes.
And I had never heard this story that he actually did it for free.
Right.
Only spent about 20, 25 minutes on the whole thing.
Yeah.
Here's Eddie talking about it.
Well, I didn't ask for anything. It was about 20 minutes out of my life. Quincy had called me up and asked me if I wanted to do it. And honest God truth, the band's policy was, you know, we don't do things outside of the band at the time. And everybody's out of town, so I had no one to ask. And I swear to God, I figured, who's going to know if I play on this Black Keys record?
Yeah, that was a big secret for a long time. And then when it broke, everybody's like, are you kidding me?
What?
Eddie Van Halen's on a Michael Jackson record?
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on with that?
That's great.
Melody's on the phone. What's up, Melody?
I just woke up and heard about Eddie Van Halen, and I'm heartbroken. I lived in L.A., and I used to follow them everywhere. And I wanted to know if there was a text line that I can send you a picture, because I used to shoot concerts in the 80s, and they were one band. And I have, like, a wall that my photos of the one main picture, the one that I got the best picture of Eddie Van Halen, and I wanted to like send you guys a picture to post maybe on the website.
Yeah.
I'm just like heartbroken. Oh my God. I'm like, I don't want to like that. I'm getting ready to go to the doctor's appointment and now I'm going to cry all the way to the doctor's appointment.
Oh, man.
But I'm just devastated.
Hold on the phone. We're going to put you on hold and then off the air, we'll give you some information and you can send those photos.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the call.
All right.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
702-739-9636. Text or call. Either way, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 735. Talking about the passing of Eddie Van Halen. Happened yesterday morning. The news came out later that afternoon. About noonish or so.
Yeah.
And his son, Wolfgang, put out the tweet that his father had passed. I can't even imagine.
I know.
Having grown up with him, playing with him on stage, and everything they had in common, that father-son bond.
I know.
It just breaks my heart.
Morty and I were saying that we hope that, Wolfgang, Wolfie, keeps going because he is an amazing musician.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man! And some may even say
he's probably better.
Yeah, and his dad has had alluded to that along the way. He's amazing,
despite the fact that Eddie Van Halen played. I don't know how many people. You know what? I always say that I don't know how many people know. But if you're a fan of Eddie Van Halen, you already know.
Right, right.
Classically trained in some instruments, played everything.
Yeah,
played everything.
Yeah,
couldn't read music. To save his soul.
No. He likes playing drums.
Despite the fact that he took lessons, music lessons.
Yeah.
We have some audio. I have to play you some audio about that. He was taking music lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I couldn't read music.
Yeah.
And the teacher's telling me, turn the page. He goes, I don't even know where you're at.
Yeah, I totally get that because I couldn't read music either.
But people texting in this morning about their memories.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, a lot of people, I will say this, a lot of people did see Van Halen. Melissa said, I went to Occidental College near Pasadena, early 80s, and knew kids who remembered Van Halen being the house band at frat parties in the late 70s. I knew some people whose like brothers and sisters saw them in LA just like working, like just that, like a frat party here and there or college dances. Another one of our listeners said, for me, the coolest concert memory, going to the Monsters of Rock concert at Castle Donington in England. All these guys jammed. It was so cool. 65,000 people. Motley Crue opened at that point in time. Gary Moore, Ozzy Osbourne, AC/DC, and Van Halen. It's probably the most spectacular memory ever. She said Eddie killed it, blew us all away.
Here's the audio I was talking about. Listen to Eddie Van Halen talking about not being able to read music.
The funny thing is, I never learned how to read music. I fooled the teacher. I was just blessed with good ears. I'd watch his fingers and emulate what he did. He didn't find out until much later that I couldn't read. He actually found out one time when he was playing a new piece of music, and he asked me to turn the page for him, and I'm sitting going. He goes, what's the matter? You're supposed to turn the page. I'm going, what? I can't read. He's going, what? You know, this is after like 5 years of lessons with the guy.
I have no idea where you're at.
I totally understand, Eddie.
Vicky's on the phone. Vicky, what about you?
I have actually two small memories. One, I saw Van Halen back in 1980 at the Forum in Inglewood. They were fantastic. But the memory that I wanted to share was for a friend who died of lung cancer, too. Her husband was a locksmith or owned a business for putting in locks and stuff with her brother. And they had to install locks for Eddie and Alex's place back in like 1980,
81. Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and they went up there and they were partying with them. They walked in and they're like, I don't want to, say things bad about Eddie and all that.
Right.
They were partying big time. You know, I mean, there was coke and there was alcohol. And they, since my friend's husband and that owned their business, they like partied with him and everything. And before he left, they gave him an autographed album and tickets to the concert backstage and everything.
Oh, that's so cool.
Same here. I love those stories.
Listen, that was the, I'm sure it was what, the 80s, late 70s, 80s? Yeah.
But the thing is this is what cracks me up. When she went to the when they went to the concert, she passed out before they got to go backstage.
Oh, gee. It definitely was the 80s, wasn't
it? You know what?
It?
Rock and roll, you pukes.
Yes, exactly.
I said, why didn't you wait till you got back there?
Oh, my gosh.
You don't do it before you do that.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
That's too funny. Vicky, what a great memory. Good call. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, and I love listening to you guys. I text Carla all the time. She probably recognizes me.
Yes, and
I
would
do.
You please stop that?
No, I like it.
No, I will not stop it. I love your guys' morning show.
Have a good day, Vicky. Nancy's on the phone. Nancy, how are you this morning?
Fine. I had to call you because I heard you just say that you used to work for Photomat when you were a teenager.
That's what you got out of that segment?
I know. I worked for Photomat when I was a teenager.
Get out of here.
That's what? I had to call.
In a little booth, Nancy?
Yes, we were called Photomates.
Yes, we were Photomates. That's what we were called, the people who worked there.
Yes, and the cops would come by and flirt with us. Oh, my God.
Oh, my Ooh. It's so funny you say that because it was, you just brought back a memory. Yeah, police would come and like, they'd just chat because I think they would check on us because we were alone. Yeah.
Right, in that small little box.
Yeah, but they'd come hang, just chat. Yeah.
Oh, did you ever get asked out by anybody?
Yes. That was the best job to meet guys. Oh,
because you couldn't go anywhere.
No.
Well, I did my homework when I was going to the college.
You were a captive audience to anyone talking to you. You know, you couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't say, excuse me, I got to go to the bath.
That is so funny. Yeah. One of the more iconic guitar players passes away.
I know.
We're talking about the great memories.
I know what you get out of that segment is
you worked at Photomat. I love it. Nancy, have a great day.
We were Photomates.
You guys.
Thanks, Nancy.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Kids, where's your father? He left a note. If Van Halen calls, tell them they rule. What?
Yeah, see, all this stuff is starting to come up now and surface. What's that from? That's
Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Yeah, the Panama episode.
Oh, man.
We found out what a great sense of humor Eddie had. Talking about the passing, of course, of Eddie Van Halen. Came out yesterday. Passed away after his 10-year-plus battle with cancer.
Yeah.
And we're just reminiscing, and we have a tribute set up this hour that we will air in about 15, 20 minutes. Taking phone calls if you want to text in. People sharing their memories. 702-739-9636. Sunshine today, high 95, 95 the high tomorrow. And it's going to be nice right through the weekend. And then next week, they say maybe down to the mid-70s or so.
Yeah. I'd say it's going to stay in the 80s.
I love it.
I don't believe it.
It's about 72 outside right now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Of course, Eddie Van Halen passed away, but somebody else we lost as well, Johnny Nash, who sang I Can See Clearly Now, has also passed away at 80 years old. And that's the song most people knew him from, a reggae singer, really. Yeah. But that was a huge song for him. Who did that first? Jimmy Cliff, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I think it was Jimmy Cliff, right? Yeah. Yeah, very sad. A poll has determined that the most iconic quote from a scary movie, this is interesting, is, I see dead people from The Sixth Sense. It is, I think that is very iconic, actually. Next up, here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Exactly, yeah.
It's the way he says it.
Yes, it is, and he's peeking through. Oh! But yeah, that's a great, I see dead people. You can use that. You can insert that anywhere. Yep. You really can.
And third and final.
They're here.
Yes.
I don't think that, you know what? That's not that scary to me.
No, it was. It was. Well, in the movie, it was. Go to the light, Carrie Ann. Yeah. Go to the light. Yeah.
I think The Ring? Did The Ring make the list with that? It's not even a line. It's just the noise that she makes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. That was a... I'm not a huge horror film fan, but that was one that I saw when it came out, and then I had to see the next one, and then I... And then The Room Number Something or Other with John Cusack. I saw that one. Oh!
This is the one sound, though, that Carla just freaks out at.
Oh. Yeah. My dad used to play this, too, on the piano. Like,
the piano!
No, no, it's just fun to play, Carly. Oh, man. This was interesting. Tim McGraw, a recent interview, he said he doesn't like watching his own movies. And, Mike, he has never, ever watched Four Christmases.
How?
He doesn't want to see it. He doesn't like watching his own movies, period, and he just hasn't seen that one. He said the one that he has watched, Friday Night Lights, he said it's one of his favorite movies, just period. It's just a good movie.
Actually, and I know why, because his manager had told me that he was going through an episode of rehab and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
And doesn't like the way he looked in that movie.
Yeah.
And he knows, he remembers what he was going through.
Yeah,
so he goes, he refuses to watch that movie.
It's hilarious in it. Well, he doesn't watch many of them. So, yeah, he just doesn't like seeing himself in his movies, period. So, and this was interesting now because of COVID restrictions in New York. It's still pretty tight in New York. SNL, Saturday Night Live, they could not have an audience at last weekend's season premiere unless they paid them, like employees. So everybody in the audience got $150.
What?
Yeah. One guy said, it's SNL. We've been wanting to see SNL, but we got a check, too. We said we had no idea we'd be paid.
That's awesome.
It was, a very pleasant surprise. Now, I don't know if they're going to have to continue to do that. They may.
For other live shows.
Yeah.
As well.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you're going to make a little money, I guess, if you're in the audience at SNL. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
96.3 KKLZ remembers Eddie Van Halen.
I just picked it up and it just seemed kind of natural.
Things that I do on guitar, if I had taken lessons and learned by the book, I would not play it all the way I do.
You never would have imagined in my craziest, wildest dreams as a little Dutch boy could grease with your ruckus.
96.3 KKLZ remembers.
He's an innovator. Eddie Van Halen.
Alice and I have been doing this for so long that there aren't too many things we haven't won. You name it, we've pretty much done it. I remember the last award that I accepted was from Bill Maher from Politically Incorrect. They wanted me to get up and make a speech. And I'm going, thank you. And I told everyone from then on, wait till I'm 80, okay? And stick everything in a box and send it to me then.
Eddie Van Halen passing away at the age of 65 yesterday. Our tribute to Eddie. Iconic. One of the greatest guitar players of all time.
Sheesh.
You could put him up against anybody.
Yeah.
And he would just, just shred them.
Yeah.
He had said in some other audio clips we'd played, that they had to write differently for him or translate what he was playing into music differently because you couldn't follow what he was doing.
You can't chart that guitar playing.
No. And as he said, even though he took lessons, music lessons, he didn't read music.
Mm-mm.
So when it came to guitar playing, he goes, I thought it was better that I didn't know how to read music because I just played what I wanted to play and how I wanted to play it. And bam, this is what you got.
Darn right.
He even came out and said he was using jazz chords and rock songs, and he didn't even know were jazz chords.
It makes sense because jazz chords are way harder to play, too. Really, much harder to play.
Hey, we have your first chance to win on the morning show. And again, we will tribute Eddie Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
Being Wednesday, it's going to be another round of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
We'll annihilate one of Van Halen's songs. How about?
We'll do that after Billy Joel.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. On 96.3 KKLZ.
If I had taken lessons and learned by the book, I would not play it all the way I do. Instead of reading a book, I wrote my own.
because of the things that I created technique-wise and whatever the way I play, they had to reinvent a whole new way to write music because they could not explain with regular notes what I was doing with this hand.
That's what we were just talking about. That Eddie Van Halen, you couldn't translate. It was so tough to translate what he was doing on guitar.
Yeah.
For, you know, like cover bands, sheet music and stuff.
Oh, please.
And you you can't charge stuff like that.
No, no way. Do you know how many, I've heard somebody talking recently about taking guitar lessons. My brother Matt plays some guitar. Morty, you play guitar. I don't think there's a guitar player out there who hasn't tried to play something the way he plays it. Assuming Morty. I mean, I've seen people try to do it. And there's some people who can play some cool stuff with Van Halen music, but you...
I got carpal tunnel on my left hand.
Yes! I know!
Morty on his acoustic guitar.
Darn right. Yeah. You got an electric? You have an electric.
Oh, yeah.
You got a couple electrics, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I got several.
If you bring it in here,
he's
Morty,
got Eddie Van Halen's guitar.
See, I bought his signature guitar when it was released, and guess what? Never really played it.
Man, I was mentioning, you know, the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip. Up on their third floor, that stage they have up there, they have his amps up there that he apparently designed the whole bit. Those are his amps.
The EVH brand.
Yes. And then they also have some of their stuff there as well. But
how do you duplicate
cool, those amps. Yeah.
It's just
so
ridiculous. All right. So we do have a chance to win this morning. It's tickets to see Stevie Nicks, 24 Karat Gold, the concert, dinner and a movie, plus that $50 gift card, Market Grill Cafe, Summerlin. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
There you go.
There.
You know what?
Taste, huh?
After playing Hot for Teacher, the guitar licks from Hot for Teacher, it sounds so weak.
Well, you know what? You notice that Van Halen never used kazoo any of their music.
That's
so I'm
true.
Just
as
saying.
As innovative as they
probably
were.
The best Van Halen you'll hear on kazoo.
And you're going to hear it one more time.
Yes.
Here it is. Identify that Van Halen song by title, ninth caller. All right, we'll get through news and weather and look for caller number 9-702-739-9636. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, a woman in Florida busted last week for trying to sell a ring to a jewelry store. And she had actually stolen from the same store a few months earlier.
I love this story. Oh, man. Okay.
I guess she didn't think they would recognize it. And
what?
She's facing felony charges for theft.
We have a movie of you.
Just never go back to the same store.
No.
Why do you think you do that? A security team in the UK found a major flaw in a high-tech app-controlled male chastity belt.
Okay. Really? Okay. You guys, you really need those, do you? Okay. All righty.
Hackers could, this is the problem. Hackers could have locked all the belts remotely at once. But fortunately, they found the flaw before that happened. So now if you have one of those belts, you don't have to worry about that.
No, you don't. Yeah. Never. Much heard of.
For the guy who has everything.
Needing chastity belts. Okay, sure. That's great then.
That's what you want to be wearing.
Yeah. What are you hacking today? Chastity belts?
I know. And what are you wearing, dude? Oh my God, those are just awful.
I don't know how it locked up. It just automatically locked.
God, what are those?
Lock, unlock.
Yeah.
Lock, unlock.
What are those underpants you're wearing, dude? Jeez. Okay. Listen up, people. NASA tracking 7 asteroids that are going to pass by the Earth this week. As a matter of fact, they're passing by as we speak.
Oh.
Now, the biggest one is named SX3. Will be traveling right around 25,000 miles per hour when it crosses the Earth's path. That will be tomorrow morning, about 3:15 our time. It's about when I come in. So
so are we going to feel anything?
We might. We could. They generally don't get that close. Now, this one's not that big. It's about 289 feet wide. So it's 2020. Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Why not?
Come on. And, you know, poor Alan, he's in London, and he had to call first responders. He heard a cat in a clothing bin. He couldn't get to it, so he called the first responders. They got there, and they dove into this bin. It was a pretty big bin, and they got the cat out, and it was a battery-operated toy cat. Oh. And he was really embarrassed. I'm so sorry, mate. I didn't know. So the cat's going to be okay. So,
well, thank God.
Obviously doesn't need new batteries either, because it was just meowing and meowing and meowing. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Normally at about this time, we do a feel-good story, but since we've been talking about Eddie Van Halen all morning, Eddie passing away yesterday, age of 65, what we've been doing is basically, for the most part, talking to fans, reminiscing. We have Maxie on the phone. Maxie claims she knew Eddie. Maxie, how are you doing?
Oh, such a sad day here with Eddie Van Halen. The flags at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are flying at half staff at the moment.
I would imagine.
Eddie was so wonderful to me. He always gave me first row and backstage VIP passes.
Back up. First of all, how did you meet Eddie Van Halen? Tell everybody this story.
I met Eddie Van Halen when I was 17. And then we kind of kept in contact, you know, through some of his people and that. And he says, well, you know, if you ever want to come when I come to your hometown and that ticket. So I always got first row tickets and, you know, backstage passes. And
that's awesome.
He was just a really cool guy. He was a great guy. So cool. Such a beautiful soul, down to earth. He knew what my wish was. And a cool story was David Lee Roth always kept, you know, wanting to talk to me and whatever. And Eddie says, don't bother, Maxie. She's interested in another one of us and not you. And you know who that was. Steve Perry. Had to get David Lee Roth, you know, away. But you know how David Lee Roth was. But no, Eddie was just beautiful. Just a beautiful soul. And I'm heartbroken. And I know all his fans. I have hundreds of photos if you need anything for your website.
Oh, man.
I just was so honored to get to meet him and know him through the years. He said, oh, make sure you get me that first invite, you know, in case you know who and I got hitched.
So it sounded like he had a pretty good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even though he was quiet, yeah. We talked about lots of stuff. He talked about Aliens, you know, with that song Aliens.
Right.
I had brought up about that. You know, he talked about, yeah, they're out there and stuff.
Oh, boy. Maxie, good stuff.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
Thank you so much for the call.
Keep smiling. Keep smiling in heaven, Eddie Van Halen. We love you.
Thank you. And I told everyone from then on, wait till I'm 80, okay? And stick everything in a box and send it to me then. And that's not downplaying the privilege and the honor of people looking at us like that, but it doesn't change our attitude towards music and what we do for a living.
What a sad day in rock and roll.
Yeah.
Passing away of Eddie Van Halen.
Definitely an icon, man.
9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush up next. Do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.